This is Akashvani. The news read by Gitanjali Huryamathur. The government has said that India is set to achieve 6.5 to 7% gross domestic product GDP growth in the current financial year. The Finance Ministry said in its monthly economic review for August that the economic momentum continued in the first quarter of the current fiscal year, supported by over 5% growth in all major non-agricultural sectors. The report released yesterday also said that retail inflation driven by softer food and core inflation remained moderate at 3.7%. The review reflected that the outlook for inflation trajectory remains positive. Food inflation will remain milder in the short term, supporting rural incomes and demand in absence of climatic shocks. India has risen to 39th position among 133 global economies in the Global Innovation Index 2024. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has termed this as a remarkable feat. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that government is committed to ensuring a vibrant innovation ecosystem which can transform the lives of the youth. Campaigning is in full swing for the third and final phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir and single-phase polling in Haryana. Polling for the 90 assembly seats in Haryana will be held on 5th of October. Poll campaign in the state has also intensified. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah today addressed three public rallies in Ambala, Kurukshetra and Rewari. Mr. Amit Shah appealed to vote for BJP candidate Santosh Sarwan from Mulana constituency, Asim Goyal from Ambala city and Pawan Saini from Nayangar assembly constituency. Acting Chief Minister Naib Singh Saini was also present in the public rally. Mr. Shah alleged that during the 10-year rule of Congress in Haryana, the lands of farmers were looted and favoritism and nepotism prevailed in the name of giving jobs, but in BJP rule, the jobs were given on merit. Bahujan Samajwadi Party's National President and former Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Mayawati and Indian National Lok Dal's General Secretary and former MLA Abhay Singh Chautala addressed public rally in Prithla Assembly constituency. All India Congress Committee General Secretary and Sirsa MP Kumari Selja addressed a public meeting at Kallarwali in support of Congress candidate Sheeshpal Kehrwala. She said that farmers, labourers, traders, employees, women, unemployed youth are troubled by the BJP rule. In Jammu and Kashmir, BJP senior leader and Union Minister JP Nadda today addressed a rally in Kathua of Jammu. He lauded the peaceful Jammu and Kashmir Assembly elections, stating that the people of Union Territory have chosen ballots over bullets, emphasizing their commitment to peace and development. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today underscored that peace is best secured from a position of strength and national security is paramount amid global shifts. He was addressing participants of the inaugural International Strategic Engagement Program, INSTEP, at the Vice President's enclave in the national capital. Mr. Dhankar emphasized the fundamental connection between global peace and sustainable development. World Tourism Day is being celebrated across the globe today. The day is celebrated on 27th of September every year, highlighting tourism's role in connecting people and boosting economies. The theme for this year is Tourism and Peace. To mark this occasion, the Ministry of Tourism has launched a series of initiatives to commemorate World Tourism Day today. These initiatives will offer tourists an incredible experience across the world. The major initiatives launched by the Ministry include Prayatna Mitra and Prayatna Didi, Incredible India Content Hub and Tourist Feedback Mechanism at airports and railway stations. And in the Macau Open Badminton, the women's doubles pair of Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand stormed into the semifinals after defeating Taiwan's Su Yin Hui and Wu Lo Yu. And that is the end of this news bulletin.